I can make
your okay, we got it pulled in. I meant I entered it manually. We are live, and let's this guy seems knowledgeable and animated. So let's learn something from this and watch together.
I don't care if they use
how to keep our kids safe online.
Networks or VPNs. I'm going to get around it. When it comes to child exploitation, all these VPN companies cooperate with law enforcement. That's the beauty of it. So predators think they're smart using VPNs. They're not that smart because we can go around the VPN. And I'm training McHenry County law enforcement all summer long, and I'm teaching them all the time. So they know exactly what to do because I train them myself. So I also have created a program. It's called Identifying and Intercepting School Violence Through Leakage and Cyber Investigations. It is our ability to stop school shootings. Last year, we stopped 56 school shootings before they happened. This year, with the school resource officers and the school administrators that I have taught, we have arrested 32 people, and a third of them had guns in their possession. Just by what they post online, the students knowing how to report it to the school and to the resource officer, the school understanding the five pieces of evidence I'm going to show you here real quick, and our law enforcement officers knowing exactly how to track it, and here's how they can track it. So in 1986, there was a new law passed in Congress called the Electronics Communications Privacy Act, which allows law enforcement, when death or great bodily harm is about to happen or happen now, like school threats over social media, calls into the school to shoot up the school, those companies online have to respond with the person who did it within an hour. So within 2 hours, we can find out who made any post anywhere in the country. This is how we can stop school shootings. But first and foremost, we have to train your students how to get the evidence. If they see something, say something, report something. It's not enough to see something, say something. We have to show them, see something, say something, report something. Time is of the essence. We try to teach our kids, by coming forward to us, what do you gain, what do you lose, okay? If you have information that someone's gonna shoot up the school, like in a Snapchat group chat or any of the games that you're playing, if you don't report it to us, what do you gain? Well, your friend's gonna trust you with a secret. What do you lose by not reporting it? Well, it could be a massacre. We need to give this kid who is making the threats the mental health help they need before the shooting starts, right? So it's really important that we train our students exactly how to take a cybercrime report and our parents. That's why you're here. So here's been our success since school started. So like I said, we've made 32 arrests with the officers and school administrators who have taken my class in Gurnee. They had a threat of a kid, and they tracked it within 2 hours to Wisconsin. It was a kid that used to go to their school. And my students in Indiana, they're taking a different twist. They arrested a seventh grader. But what I'm telling kids in school is that if you see a threat, don't repost the threat. Because if you repost the threat to your school, it is like you are making the threat to the school. Okay? So we need to train our kids and you, the parents. If you see a threat that your kid has come to you and say, look what somebody posted, Mom. Do not play the martyr and take that posting and put it up on your groups. Because what's going to happen then, parents, and you think you're doing a service to all the parents, hey, you may not want to bring your kids to school tomorrow because this is a threat, blah, blah, blah. And then parents are going to chime in. Well, I'll bet you it was this kid. I'll bet you it was that kid. I'll bet you it was this kid. And it was none of those kids. So what we're trying to do is when there's a threat, I'm going to show you the five pieces of evidence you need to collect. Do not repost the threat to cause hysteria, because that's exactly what's going to happen. In Joliet, we had an eighth grader and a freshman who didn't want to go to school, so they said there was going to do a school shooting. We arrested them both within 2 hours of them making the threat. So I want to share with you the five pieces of evidence that you need to understand. If, God forbid, any of this stuff happens to your child, these are the five pieces of evidence that law enforcement needs. Number one, take screen captures of everything. The chat, the profile, what she said, what he said. Screen capture everything. Print it out and make it a file. Number two, get the user ID. We'll cover some of this a little bit later. But the user ID in Snapchat, in Instagram, in TikTok, we need the user ID, okay? Or the gamer tag, or the email address, or the phone number. We need all four of those pieces of information, or one of those, or two of those pieces of information. Take a screen capture and print it out. Here's a mistake that school officials and law enforcement make all the time. They will tell you, oh, just report it to the social network. They'll take care of everything for you. That is wrong advice. Let me explain to you why. Now, there's a difference. If you want to find out who's doing this to your child, if you want to make someone accountable for what they're doing, do not report it to the social network. If you don't care who the person is, you just want to report them, then by all means, report it to the social network if you do not want the police involved. But if you want the police to find out who it is, now remember, when it comes to gaming, when it comes to social networking, no one online is anonymous. There's no one we cannot find. Here's what happens when you report it to the social network. Okay, you report it to the abuse section, right? There's a group at the social network called TOS, Terms of Service, Community Standards. They will look at the report, and if it violates their community standards, within 7 days, they can delete that account. Well, let's say by the time you hit report, and now it's going to happen to you 2, 3, 4 more times, and you're like, you know what? I've had it. I'm going to the police and making a report. Now you go to the police and make a report. Police officer takes the report, takes about 3 to 7 days to get to a detective. The detective will do a subpoena or a search warrant on who the suspect is. And what are they going to get back if you already had them deleted? Absolutely nothing. You just killed your own case. So you want the police to find out who it is. Do not report it to the social network. If it is an account, like let's say your son or daughter took naked pictures of themselves, and now somebody's threatening them with those pictures, within 2 hours, we can have that account taken down. Oh, thank you. We can have that account taken down like that, okay? So that's number three. Number four, we need you to make a detailed type statement as to what happened and how it made you feel. Like this. So I was in Roblox. My gamer tag was this. I was playing with gamer tag this for 2 months. After playing with them for 2 months, we decided to go to Discord. When we were in Discord, he sent me naked pictures and he said, you owe me one pic. And then I took a picture because I didn't think it was going to matter. And then he made a social network on my naked pic and now he wants more pictures. And this is how it made me feel. I need those details typed up, printed out. And then the last one, number five, I need it all printed out and put on a flash drive. Not one flash drive, 2 flash drives. Sometimes cops lose stuff. And keep one as backup. So when you go to the police department or a police officer comes to your house, taking the report, you say, officer, I have all the evidence for you. Here's everything printed out. And here's a flash drive. That's all they need to take the report, ladies and gentlemen. So please understand, it's really important. So what I'd like you to do right now is go ahead and take your phones out and take a picture of this. Take a picture of this real quick. So you will always have it. All right. Whistle here. All right, moving on. So remember what I told you? I don't know if we can't play this. I'm going to try to play this. We'll see what happens. So because police officers are not trained in how to take a cybercrime report, this was Columbus, Ohio, last year. A dad comes home at 5 o'clock. He's looking for his 11-year-old daughter. Can't find her. looked in her bedroom. She's not there. Then he noticed a blue glow in her closet. He opened the closet door, and his daughter was laying there taking pictures of her private parts, putting things in there. And he's like, what are you doing? Daddy, I'm sorry. My friend from Roblox made me do this. So he calls the police at 6 o'clock. They don't show up till midnight. And I'm going to try to play this. Chat me up to see if it's playing. Let's see what happens. We didn't have success at this before. So I'm going to share. And I will play. Can you guys hear that? Okay, good. Thanks, Dad.
Is there a better pop than cream soda?
Pop?
Yeah. No.
I know, a nice crispy Sprite could be.
Oh, you know what? I miss pot Sprite. I haven't been Sprite since I was like a kid. I really can say that.
Sprite's good. Especially the dollar Sprite.
Oh, you know what? I lied to you. Do you ever see like that Sprite challenge? They drink a bottle of Sprite trash for both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, she's in bed now. She's already asleep.
Well, it still happened, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I just, the whole point, I just wanted you guys to come over and talk to her. And then I saw her realize what this was. I mean, reality is not much she probably can do about it either.
I mean, she could probably get charged with child porn.
Who, she can? Mm-hmm. She's 11 years old.
She's creating it, right?
She's 11 years old.
Doesn't matter. She's still making porn.
No, she's not. She's being manipulated by a grown-ass adult on the internet.
Is she taking pictures, though?
You guys have a nice evening.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. Are you serious? Have a nice evening.
Incredible, isn't it? Can you say 30 days off, no pay? And here's the worst part about it. Columbus, Ohio has one of the best internet crimes against children task forces in the state. But why does this happen? They're not training their patrol officers. That's why when I get my bill approved in Springfield, I want to make sure that this never happens in the state of Illinois. Because ladies and gentlemen, 50% of the time when it comes to sextortion, that's what you're going to get. It's not that they're lazy. It's just that nobody has ever explained to them how to take a cyber report and talk to them about child exploitation. So I want to stop that. So this slide right here is the reason why your children will be victimized. Now, when I go teach in fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, let's say, can you chat me up? Tell me how old your fourth, fifth, and sixth graders are. Can you give me an age? Chat it up for me. How old are your fourth, fifth, and sixth graders? Yeah, 10 to 12. Yeah, 9, 10, 11, 12, right? So when I teach them, ladies and gentlemen, did you know they have to be 13 years of age in order to have a social network, a TikTok, a Snapchat, or an Instagram, or a Discord? They have to be 13. So when I go into the schools, I was like, all right, where's my 10-year-olds? Yeah. Where's my 11-year-olds? Yeah. Where's my 12-year-olds? Yeah. All right, how many guys got a Snapchat? Yeah. How many guys got a Discord? Yeah. They'll raise their hands, 75, 80% of them raise their hand. I'm like, wait a minute. You got to be 13 in order to be in there. How did you guys get in there? Oh, you must have lied about your age, didn't you? And they're like, boo, right? So let's face it. Our kids are not the best mathematicians in the world. And what you have to understand is that they don't like math. And so I asked them, how many of you whined and whined and whined until your parents gave in to allow you to have a Snapchat or Instagram or TikTok? I'll get like 20 kids raising their hand. Then I'll ask this question. How many of you did it behind your parents' back? You didn't care what they said. 60% raised their hand. So to you guys who just raised your hand, let me guess what you thought of. Hey, why can't I have a Snapchat, Instagram, or TikTok? I'm not going to do anything wrong. I'm not a bad kid. I'm not going to do anything. My older brother or sister have it. Everybody in school has it. Why can't I have it? Heck with it. I'm just going to download. I don't care what anybody says. So then they download TikTok, right? They put their name in. They put their phone number in. They put their email in. Oh, wait. I got to put my date of birth in. Oh, I hate math. Okay. Well, let's see. I was born in 2013. Do I go up with my date of birth or do I go down my date of birth? Ah, heck with it. I don't want to figure it out. I'll just put in 2000. That'll get me in. So then I asked the question, how many of you put it in 2000 because you didn't want to figure out the math? 70% will raise their hands, ladies and gentlemen. If they were born in 2000, chat me up. How old are they today? They're born in 2000. How old are they today? Chat me up. Yes, they're 24, 25. So now I have a bunch of 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds running around the internet as 24-year-olds. Who do you think is going to come talk to them? Adults. Who do you think is going to send them naked pictures of themselves? Adults, because they're 24. Who do you think is going to ask your child to take naked pictures of themselves and send it out? Adults, because your child is 24 years old. You see the problem? Let me give you another clue. I had a parent I was teaching last week. He goes, you know what, detective? I was talking teaching in Chicago. He goes, is that why my son came to me over breakfast and said, Dad, what's your date of birth? And I asked him why, and he just walked away from me. I said, that's why. He's creating a social network and wanted to use your date of birth because he didn't want to get the math wrong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to freak out, right? I don't want you to go home and say, that's it. No more social networks. No more gaming platforms. You're going to flip phone. I don't want you to do that. You know why? Because in every school, there's one kid who sells burner phones for $5. Whether they're old phones or stolen phones, who needs cell service anymore with all the Wi-Fi? I'm going to show you how to have a technology talk with your kids. If you go to this level and you're like, nothing, ever, never again, you're going to find a way behind your back. I'd rather you have a great technology talk with your kids so you both can understand. Now, when I taught in Freeport this year, look at all those 24-year-old fourth and fifth graders. They all had Snapchat. How about that? So again, it's not happening somewhere else. It's happening in your school district too. So how do you fix it? How do you fix it? Well, unfortunately, once your child puts in 2000 in their date of birth and they start jamming on their social network or their gaming platform, can't change the age. So you're going to have to delete that account and start a new one. Because if you give them that 13 to 17-year-old date of birth, no one 18 years or age or older can search them, talk to them, or send them anything. That's COPPA requirements. COPPA is the international law when it comes to social networks. If they're over 18 years of age or over, they can't search them, send them anything, or talk to them. So when you bring this home, what are you going to get from your kid? But I have all my followers. I can't delete my account because I'm going to be an influencer. You're 11. I'm sure you'll make it up. So please understand, let's come to the harsh reality. Again, there's no such thing as privacy for children, right? And that you have to be able to get in that device to see what they're doing. You must see what their ages are in their social networks that they're using. So how do we have a technology talk with our kids? Well, if I get the opportunity to talk to your kids, I'm going to ask them this question. How did your parents have that technology talk with you? Did it go something like this? If you do anything bad on that phone, if you take bad pictures, if you say something you're not supposed to, you're going to be grounded. I'm taking your phone away. You're not going to hang out with your friends. The door's going to cut the hinges of your bedroom, and you're never going to go on a sleepover. I asked them, how many of your parents said that? 75% will raise their hand. And then the next question is, you get catfished or you find yourself in that situation online, are you going to go to your parents? And they all answer at the same time, no way. They will never come to you if this is your technology talk. So let me explain to you what an appropriate technology talk consists of. So I'm going to talk to you about a protocol called the golden ticket theory. The golden ticket is a pass. So when you go home after this presentation, you're going to sit with your kids and you're going to say, look, remember when mom and dad or grandma, grandpa, or whoever the guardian is, remember what we said? You do this. If you do that, we're going to do this to you. We're going to do that to you. I want you to throw all that out the window. They're going to look at you like, huh? Yes, throw it out the window. We had no idea how people can get to you. We knew you were a good kid, and we just wanted to put some guardrails up to kind of scare you into compliance, but it's not about you. It's about the predators out there, and they will stop at nothing to get to you. So let's be clear. If anybody ever makes you feel uncomfortable, if anybody tries to make you do something you know you shouldn't be doing, you need to come to us. When you come to us, we're going to give you that golden ticket pass. And when you come to us, we're going to give you the pass. And there's not going to be any consequences at all. Kid's going to look at you like, what's the catch? No catch. We are responsible for you. And if you make a mistake, you're allowed to make mistakes. But sometimes it could be so grave. If you don't come to us, we don't want you digging yourself in a bigger hole. Because we have the experience. You don't. We are responsible for everything you do. That phone you're using is mine. And I'm responsible for you. So if somebody makes you uncomfortable, please, please, please come to us. Do you understand? We won't ground you. We're not going to take your phone away as long as you come to us first so we can work it out. Right? Let me give you another tool, parents. Go ahead and take a picture of this screen as well. This is a documentary. It's on YouTube. It's an hour and a half, and it's free. It's called Childhood 2.0. This is done by the Bark team. Bark is one of the premier softwares out there. And Diana, did you distribute the handouts at all that I gave you, or do you want to do that after? Probably do it after. So one of the handouts I'm giving all of you is a free trial for Bark for 30 days for free. You can try it. And this, I am on the Bark team, a full disclosure. Who's on the Bark team? There's judges, prosecutors, myself, psychologists, psychiatrists, ER pediatric doctors, clergy. So we all give our own spin on our experiences with kids and technology. Basically, this documentary is going to show you what elementary, middle school, and high school students are doing behind their parents' backs. So how I would like you to watch this is by yourself. Go ahead and take a picture of the screen so you have it. It's in YouTube. It's free. And if you think your child can handle the content, I would like you to watch it with your child and be ready to pause it. This is a great icebreaker on very sensitive topics that they're all experiencing. So don't think that your kid doesn't know this stuff. If they have a device, if they're on social media, if they're on gaming platforms, they know everything that's in this video. Okay? But here's how you have to watch it. When you see a topic you want to talk to them about, you hit pause, right? Don't do this. Hey, you're not doing this, are you? What do you think they're gonna do? No, mom. But if you phrase the question like, sweetheart, pause, tell me what you know about this, very nonchalantly. Well, Mom, I heard Sarah and Jimmy, and she was at the sleepover. Then this happened, and that happened, and this happened. They're going to be blah, 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 blah. Because you're not intrusive, and they always want to show you how smart they are, don't they? Yes. So let them talk. Let them talk. And use the movie as the icebreaker, okay? So I'm going to play you a little trailer. Put that in chat. I believe I... Okay, sounds good. I will do that. I'll put all the stuff in there. Basically, if you go to Be Sure Consulting.com, and if you go there, you go under schools, then you go to monitoring, you put that in there, then schools, then monitoring. Okay. And then what happens is you can download the PDF. All the documents are there, and you can scan it and use it and get it for free for 30 days. So I'm going to play this for you just to give you an overview on what it looks like.
Ago, families were in communities. They were local or small, effectively living in an experiment. How is this going to affect us? We'll find out.
Oh, didn't play. My bad.
A long time ago, families were in communities. They were local. They were small.
I was born in the very depths of the Great Depression. I was put to work carrying wood, carrying water. I knew how to shell peas. I knew how to break beans. We still didn't have electricity.
I have two Instagram accounts.
I use Instagram, Snapchat.
Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
TikTok and Fortnite.
I can just scroll for hours on end.
11 hours a day.
It's been 8, 9.
Maybe like 12.
It's actually been a way that we can keep track of them out there in the real world where things really are scary.
The lives of kids were sort of changing slowly for a while. And then all of a sudden, most kids were able to get on social media, and that's when everything skyrocketed.
The rates at which they're experiencing problems continues to increase.
We also know that the teen suicide rate increased 56%.
Last year alone, we received over 18 million reports of international and domestic online child sexual abuse.
We have traded a false sense of safety and security for actually putting our kids in riskier situations.
I call it the race to the bottom of the brainstem. So it starts with techniques like pull to refresh.
Pretty much every guy has like an addiction to it, but no one talks about it.
But it's just faster now, and it's younger.
Well, yeah, like nudes of girls go around the school all the time.
At the beginning of the year, there were multiple suicides before school even started.
There were men that wanted to talk to children at all hours of the day and night.
Please be shut.
On Snapchat, one thought it'd be a funny idea to talk the other one into committing suicide, and she did it. She's dead.
After about 6 weeks, we were able to crack his phone.
Kids right now are going to experience the worst of what we're going through.
I won't ever.
The first time.
Do you think your parents know that this happens?
No.
My kid won't do that. My kid would never. My kid's school isn't like that. You're wrong.
Because what they see, they feel neurologically compelled to do.
Right now, we're effectively living in an experiment. How is this going to affect us? We'll find out.
Okay. So again, it's an hour and a half video. It's a really good icebreaker for you to watch with your kids, but I really want you to watch it first yourself. Make sure your kids can handle the content. Okay. So one of the biggest things that are threatening our kids is this thing called sextortion. And sextortion for girls is much different than sextortion for boys. Let me explain to you how this starts out. Ladies and gentlemen, you should know, I want to tell you, the top four predator sites in the world right now. Roblox is number one. If your child is on Roblox, it is filled with predators. Why? Because they have opened up chat for everyone, to whoever's playing with your child, to chat with them privately. Number two, Minecraft. Number three, Discord. Number four, Fortnite. And what's happening is the predators are really, really patient with their victims. And they will play with your kid for 2 hours every day after school for 2 months until they finally swoop in. So here's how this works. Let's say after school, your kid just wants to decompress, right? They don't want to do chores. They want to do homework. Say, you know, I'm just going to go on Roblox for a little while, decompress. Okay. So for 2 hours every day after school, they're on there. And then they meet someone. And now they're making, you know, underground caverns or playing all these games on Roblox and Minecraft. And after about 2 months, their new friend says, hey, let's go over to Discord and chat. Let's go over to Snapchat and chat. Let's go over to WhatsApp. Ding, 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 ding. When I teach your kids, I let them know that this is your first red flag. If someone takes you off your gaming platform to go to private chat, they are not who they say they are. They're not. The reason being is that when, if they had something to say to your kid, why not say it on the game? Why do I got to go to private chat to talk to you? Why? Let me tell you why. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, we call that NCMEC. NCMEC is the information holder in our support system for the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. So the National Center has an AI program that runs in the background of every social network, gaming platform, and cloud service, except for Apple, because Apple's the devil. So what happens is that they look for two things: grooming chat between adults and children, and CSAM, child sex abuse material or child pornography. Let me show you how this happens. So if a predator is talking to one of the kids, and this AI program that the National Center has put into place, it reads it, it flags it, someone from that company's security team reads it, they send everything about the suspect and the victim to the National Center. The National Center will geolocate the IPs, and they will assign it to one of 7,000 people like myself to investigate why this person is having sexual conversations with a child, okay? So predators know that we do this. So if they can take your child off of the gaming platform to go to private chat, they got them. So now let's say your kid's not listening to us, or they haven't been trained by none of me or none of my staff. So here's what happens next. I'll go to Discord. I don't care. So they go over to Discord. Now their new friend that they've known for so long, says, hey, you want to see what I really look like? I don't care. So then they will send your child two or three pictures or videos of themselves naked or getting naked. Now, it's not them. Remember, one predator has 250 victims to pick from. If they're doing this to your child, they're doing it to 10 other children all at the same time, somewhere in the United States. That's the reason why we have to take these reports seriously. So your child is going to look at the pictures and they're going to be like, oh my God, is that how it is? The common denominator of all sextortion cases is this. Now that I gave you my pictures, now you owe me one pick. And if we're not training our students and your kids, here's what they think about. Oh my God, is that how it is? Well, I don't want to make them upset. We've been friends for so long. I won't be able to play with them anymore if I don't give them a picture. I guess one can't hurt. They send a picture. 3 days later, that predator, that friend they've known for so long, is going to come to your child and say, hey, how do you like your new Instagram account I made with your name on it and your naked picture? I'm going to send this to everybody you know in your school, in your church, in your team. Everybody's going to know that you did this if you don't make me videos every day. And now your kid is like, oh my God, what do? I got to tell my parents. Wait, if I tell my parents, I'm going to be crowned on taking your phone away. You're not going to see the light. I want to go to my parents. I want to be embarrassed. I don't want to get grounded. I don't want to lose my phone. He says if I just make one video with my clothes off, leave me alone. I'll just make the one video. It's never one video, ladies and gentlemen. It's never one picture. It's going to continue until your child can't handle it anymore and they have a breakdown. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has done a great video to show you exactly how sextortion happened. She had her online boyfriend, Zach. And Zach is just wonderful. And Zach keeps on asking her for pictures. She wasn't ready. But all of a sudden, she's fell in love online with her new boyfriend. She's ready. What happens?
Hi, Zach. Here's another video from my special guy. I can't believe we haven't talked all day. I wish you went to my school or a little closer so we could finally meet.
Check it out.
Dinner in an hour. Don't spend too long on the phone. I know you've been waiting for this for a while. I wanted to give you something special. Is this okay? Who are you? Why are you doing this?
See all the victims? So please understand, see all the victims in the file folders there? If this is happening to your child, there are 10, 20 others all at the same time, and we need to catch these guys. And the only way we can catch them is if you guys follow the five pieces of evidence that I've laid out for you and report it to the police as soon as you can. Now, sextortion for girls is different than sextortion for boys. Sextortion for boys isn't about pictures and videos. Sextortion for boys is about money. Watch this.
Probably in January of this year, and we've really kind of seen it exponentially grow around June.
Sextortion is a problem no parent would find their child caught up in, compromising pictures or conversations threatened to be exposed.
Now, law enforcement is seeing a new shift in how sextortion happens. It shows gangs targeting adolescent and teen boys instead of girls. Casey Cronus has more in tonight's special report.
Starts out enough. Young boy receives a social media friend request from a cute girl he doesn't know. But there's much more to that message.
So they'll do 100, 200 friend requests in one single day.
Rich Wistocki is a retired Naperville cybercrime detective who now travels the country talking to students and law enforcement about cyber safety.
But we're seeing a break right now where gangs all over the country, all over the world, sex trafficking young girls. Their job is to engage in boys' conversations online in video chat.
Once the boy and the girl are video chatting, Stocky says the girl does this.
They ask the kid, like what you see, and then they start engaging in sexual activity over a webcam. Well, what's happening in the background? That gang person who has trafficked this young girl captured.
Wistocki says the young girl will also ask the boy to see his face and his room, things that will make him identifiable. While that's happening,
in the background, they're copying all their contact information on Snapchat and their Instagram. So when the sexual activity is done, the gang person comes up on the camera and says, now that we have you, better send us $250 in gift cards.
Wistocki says some boys will go get their parents' credit cards so they can send the money to the gang that is sextorting him.
Then it's either being sent to the Philippines, UK, Russia.
The trends that we're seeing are international offenders, specific to West Africa, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast.
Chicago HSI Special Agent Susan Jensen investigates child exploitation cases. She's also seen this new sextortion shift.
Our office is receiving leads on a daily basis with individuals that have been exploited.
While it can be difficult to prosecute an overseas offender, Jensen says Homeland Security's Cybercrime Center is working closely with its international field offices and foreign governments to try to make that happen. There are steps you can take to protect yourself from becoming a victim.
A lot of what we're seeing now is Instagram, Snapchat, and social media sites where kids have their profiles that are blocked, they're private. They have their list of friends available for everybody.
Jensen says making your profile private is one of the biggest steps you can take to protect yourself from sextortion scams. She adds it's one kids don't often do.
One of the things we see are kids want to have several, you know, hundreds, thousands of followers, so they'll leave their profile open and anybody can friend them.
Jensen and Wistocki say it's important to send investigators screenshots of everything that transpired, information on where they want the money to go, and user ID accounts. Lastly, have the technology talk with your kids. Let them know what the rules are when using their devices and this.
No one has the right to make you do something you're not going to do. No one has the right to make you feel bad about yourself. If they're sextorting you, tell your parents.
Another important step that our experts recommend parents take is no electronic devices in your kids' rooms when they go to sleep at night. And if you are planning on getting your child a cell phone as a holiday gift, Wistocki says make it an Android because you can monitor an Android phone more robustly than other types of cell phones. Casey Cronus, 32, Chicago.
All right. I got some questions here. Can you send the URL of the video you played before? Yeah, I think that's on my website, too, under media. So all these videos are on my media page and my website. So if you go to Be Sure consulting.com and you go to my news page on my website, they'll all be in there. Okay. So this is a new program that came out last year from the National Center Missing Exploited Children. And I always show this to my seventh and eighth graders as well as my high school students. So in my high school students, we talk a lot about dating. And when we talk about dating, and I tell them, if you're involved in a relationship that requires you to take naked pictures of yourself, that is a toxic relationship. Toxic, because ask yourself this question. Maybe you're abstaining from sex. Hopefully you are. And what's happening is you have a boyfriend or girlfriend says, oh, I have a hard time going to sleep. Baby, I love you. I just want a couple pictures of you. Just give me a little something until I go to sleep. And your son or daughter takes naked pictures of themselves, sends it to their significant other. Well, what happens to the pictures after you break up, guys? That's what I asked them. Do they expire upon breakup? Do they automatically disappear? Let's take it a step further. What happens when their new boyfriend or girlfriend goes in their device and they find out they're keeping naked pictures of their ex? What happens then? It gets shared. So if you're being threatened that they're going to share your device, your nudes that you shared in a relationship, if they got your nudes somehow and, you know, you didn't know how they got them, but they got them, here's a website. It's called Take It Down. Let me type it in here. It's called Take It Down. ncmec.org. If you want to pull out your phones, guys, and go ahead and go to it and then bookmark it, it's takeitdown.ncmec.org. Here's what you do. So your kids and or adults, right? This works for adults too. So you upload your pictures to the National Center Missing Exploited Children's website. They're going to take the digital DNA, which is called a hash value. They take this hash value and they distribute it to all the partners. Who are the partners? Pornhub, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, all the partners. If you go to the website, you're going to see partners, and they share just that algorithm. And that algorithm goes in their servers, and it is a do not download, do not transfer, do not possess. If they're child porn images, if they possess them, that cyber tip is going to go to National Center, and we're going to investigate as to why that person has your child's naked pictures, and they could become arrested and become a sex offender. So it's really important that your kids, junior high, you can start telling them about this stuff, or and high school for sure, that Take It Down will wipe those pictures from the internet. And if anybody has them, they're going to get arrested for having them. So it's called takeitdown.ncmec.org. Any questions on that, guys? Any questions on that? Okay. I'll play a little video. There's a little video that goes along with it. Here, let me play that for you.
Losing control of your nude images online is terrifying. And if you're a teen, it may feel impossible to reverse it. While you can't go back in time and unsend, we can help you move forward.
Send shit to okay, let me put those in there one more time. Be sure consulting.com. That's where you can get the videos. And then Take It down.ncmec.org. There you go. Okay. I wasn't messaging everyone. I was just messaging one person. Okay, here we go. All right. So it's really important that you guys know what apps they're using. I go through them with them. And you really need to know that. How many of you have Oculus? Can you say yes if you have Oculus in the chat so I know if I should cover this or not? You have Oculus at home? Okay. All right. So here's the thing with Oculus. Last year we caught our first Oculus Predator. And so this is what I do when I talk to the kids. I was like, all right, how many guys got Oculus? And they'll raise their hand. Oh, let me do my share here. Okay. So I asked them, who's got Oculus? They raised their hand. I said, okay. So I meander over to one of the girls, and I was like, hey, if I came up to you and I'm like, hey, what's your Facebook? They'd look at me like, Facebook? That's for old people, like my parents. Get away from me, boomer. I don't, wait. Facebook, get out of here. That's what 13-year-olds would say, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you know that you have to have a Facebook account in order to have an Oculus? That's how you set it up. So who do you think your children are going to be playing with? Adults. People who have Facebook accounts. So let me give you a strategy on how. There's four things you need to be aware of. Okay? The rules in Oculus are this, if you have this in your home. Your child should only be allowed to play Oculus in a public room of the house. No bedroom, no basement. Living room, dining room, kitchen, family room. That's it. Why? Let me tell you why. These people that they play in Oculus with, they will take your kid to some rooms that are really sketchy just so they can be by themselves in a virtual room with them. Now, number two, go into settings, turn off the chat messaging. There's no reason anybody needs to chat with your kid while they're playing a game. Play the game or not. There's no reason to chat. Number three, go into settings and turn on the speaker in the headset. Turn on the speaker in the headset, because if they're playing in a public room of the house, right? Here's the type of questions predators will ask your kid. How many brothers and sisters did you say you had? What school did you go to? When do your parents come home? What do your parents do? What's your bra size? What's your underwear size? These are predator questions. So if your kid's just playing the game and, you know, they're doing all the stuff, they might not be listening to the questions. But if it's on the speaker in a public room in the house, you can hear what the question is. You're going to be like, what did he just ask you? Number four, go to your App Store or your Google Play and download MetaQuest. MetaQuest. When you download MetaQuest, you're actually downloading the Bluetooth program that'll Bluetooth to the headset. And when you turn on MetaQuest, you can actually see the screen that your kid is looking at remotely in your phone. MetaQuest. Could be MetaQuest 2. So it is the Bluetooth for Oculus. So in order for your kid to be safe, public room in the house, turn on the speaker, turn off messaging, download MetaQuest 2. So you can see at any time, spot check them to see if they're in appropriate rooms on Oculus. Okay. So this guy had met a 11-year-old New Jersey girl. He kidnapped her. He played as a 12-year-old in her gaming system. He told this little girl, this 11-year-old girl, he was 12, that, hey, my dad is in the area. He wants to know if he can take us to lunch, to McDonald's. Just be in the front of your house when we drive by in a black truck. Okay, let me go tell my mom. No, you don't tell your mom. We're just going to be quick. So she goes outside. This guy pulls up in a black truck, abducts her, takes her 135 miles, and then we were able to track him through the Ring cameras. So how did this happen? How did this guy meet this 11-year-old girl? Where'd they meet? Roblox. Roblox is the biggest predator site in the world, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to have some handouts for you that I'm going to give to Diana for distribution to show you exactly what you need to do when it comes to Roblox. So what are the biggest mistakes parents make, okay, that sets your children up for failure? Ask yourself this question, parents. Do I allow my child charge their devices in their rooms at night? You see, when you do this, you're sleeping. They shut the door so you can't hear them. There's no need to talk. It's typing, reading, and performing, parents. The worst thing you can do, besides not having the technology talk with your kids, is allowing your child to charge their device in the rooms at night. The common denominator in all 400 predators that I've ever arrested, when there was a real victim, like I wasn't playing undercover, when there was a real victim, you know what the common denominator is? I had a parent allowing their child to charge their devices in their rooms at night. You know what's trending now? iPhones. Apple Watches. It's the new thing. I don't let my kid have her device in a room. She only has an Apple Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, that watch, this Apple Watch, is an iPhone. It can do everything on the iPhone. Don't let them kid you. There's no such thing as privacy for children. And I'm going to ask the teachers out there. When you allow this, parents, this turns into this. Diana, how many complaints are you getting of all these kids falling asleep in school? So, yes, exactly. So what are they going to, when you go home and you put this no more device in your room, here's what they're going to say to you, right? Here's what they're going to say. But I need it to wake up in the morning. I gotta set my alarm. Go to Walmart and buy a $10 clock. Works the same damn way. But sometimes I need to set 3 alarms because I don't get up right away. Go to Amazon, buy 3 for $4, and put them in strategic places of your bedroom. Your butt is going to have to get up to shut off those alarm clocks. Please understand, the easiest way for your child to be victimized is to allow them to have devices in their room. You do that, parents, and you say, my kid would never, and then you let your kid have their device in the room tonight, you are setting your child up for failure. This is the common denominator. So, moms, I have to tell you that God has given you the most amazing gift. It's called the maternal instinct. Have you ever had your child come home and you ask them, oh, sweetheart, how was your day? What do they say? Fine. By the way they say fine, by the way they walk up to you, by the way they give you a kiss and a hug or not, right, or not, and then they throw down their book bed, they march up the stairs and they shut their door and they slam in their bed and you're like, oh, something's wrong. Mom's saying, something's wrong. And what does the guy in the lazy boy chair rubbing his belly say, watching the news? Ah, you're crazy. All she said was she was fine. There's nothing wrong with her. God skipped that guy. Just kidding, dads. My advice to you moms, investigate, 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 investigate. God gave you this warning sign. It's the maternal instinct. It is to protect your babies. I don't care if your baby is 6 or 40, that feeling is never going to go away. If you feel something's wrong, moms, guess where you're going to find the answer to your feeling? It's right in here. This is their swag. This is their reputation. This is their friends. This is who they are. This is every communication they have. You think something's wrong, mom? You gotta look in the phone. There's no such thing as privacy for children because you are responsible for that child. Now let me take it up a notch. A lot of parents out there think that they want to be the cool parent. Or if you're gonna drink, you're gonna drink by my house and everything goes at my house, right? Or you want to be that cool parent. Or honey, you know, when I was your age, I did this. Listen to me, all of you parents out there. Never, ever, never, ever tell your kids what you did when you were their age. That was illegal. Don't do that trying to be the cool parent. Our kids don't need any more friends. A mentor. When you tell them, oh, it was different when I was your age and we smoked weed. The weed was as powerful. When you do that, you're giving them the gift certificate to go do that thing. And they're going to do it. because you said it, they're going to do it. And when they get caught by the cops or the principal, what do you think the first thing's going to come out of their mouth when you go pick their butts up? You're talking to me for it. My mom did it too. Tell them, Mom. Let's go. Principal's going to be like, you told your kid what? I mean, the crazy things parents will say just to be the cool parent. Oh, honey, when I was in high school, we dated our teachers. It was no big deal. Why would you tell them that? Why? I used to smoke weed. I used to drink and blah, blah, blah. When you tell them that, they're going to do that thing. They don't need to know that. Our kids need mentors. They need to be able to say to themselves, my God, if I did that, my parents would never do that. My kids thought I should have been in the seminary. I would never tell them what I did because they're going to go do it. So please understand that. No war stories. All right, let's do a little exercise. Let's do a couple exercises. I have about 15 more minutes of this program, but we're going to do some exercises now, okay? Open up your phones. Open up your phones. I want you to go to the App Store or Google Play, and I want you to type in hide my pictures or hide my videos. Hide my pictures or hide my videos. Go ahead and type that in. Go into your phones, App Store or Google Play. Hide my pictures, hide my videos. What you're going to see are 10 or 12 different apps that allow your children to hide pictures and videos they don't want you to see. These are called vaults, V-A-U-L-T-S. Now, the most popular vault out there is the calculator app. It looks like a calculator. It works like a calculator. If you put 1 + 1 = it'll give you 2. But there is a default password, and most kids are too lazy to change the password. And the password is just what it says up here. .1234. And you hit the AC button. When you do that, all the files are going to come out that they don't want you to see because they're hidden. So you may want to ask yourself, well, how do I know if it's there? Easy. No kid needs two of the same calculators on their phone. They have two identical calculators as separate apps. Guess what? One of them's a vault. That's how you know. The worst vault that's out there, for those of you who have Snapchat in the audience tonight, go ahead and pull your phone out, and I want you to go to your Snapchat, and I'm going to show you what you do to find the horrible vault in Snapchat. Ready? Okay, here we go. I'm going to open up my Snapchat. There's my Snapchat. Okay. Now, when you open up Snapchat, the big circle button on the bottom, that's the snap button. To the left of that is a deck of cards. So when you hit the deck of cards, see it. Let's show it to you. There it is. So I'm going to take my finger, and I'm going to scroll it with my finger. So at the top, you're going to see home, camera roll, dreams, screenshots. You roll it over with your finger. It's going to say stories and my eyes only. Hit my eyes only. When you hit my eyes only, and this pad appears, there, see the pad? If the pad appears, they've already set up their vault, and they're probably hiding the worst pictures of themselves or others in this vault. If you hit my eyes only and it says click here to set up my eyes only, that means they haven't set it up yet. But if there's a pad there, they've already set it up and they're hiding stuff in there. Now, parents, I know this is going to crush you, but when you ask them about this, they're going to lie to you. I know. My kid would never lie to me. Teenagers, okay, did you lie to your parents when you were that age? So here's the excuses they're going to give you. I don't know what that is. Or I set that up a long time ago. What's a long time ago? Oh, about a week. Somebody else set that up on my phone. I don't know what that is. Parents, they're lying to you. They know exactly what the code is. If you try to hit options and reset the code, it's going to wipe everything out in that My Eyes Only. It's going to delete all the pictures and videos, so you're not going to get it. You're better off saying, until you give me the code, you're not going to get this phone back. Remember what I told you? If there's something you're involved in, I need to know about it because I'm responsible for you. If there's something that's embarrassing, I'm going to give you that golden ticket, but I need to know what's in this vault. So open it up. If you don't open it up, you are going to go to flip phone. You're not going to get this phone back. So these are the type of things that you need to look out for as far as what your kids are involved in. So here's some of the cyberbullying stuff. We don't have time to go through this stuff here. Here's a big problem, though, in the schools that I'm going to hit when if I get the opportunity to talk to your kids. There is a lot of Snapchatting, TikToking in the bathroom. Kids are taking videos, and Diana, you can confirm this, I'm sure, that they're taking pictures and videos of kids going poop in the bathroom, fighting in the bathroom, dancing in the bathroom. And I told them, I said, if you're taking videos in the bathroom, let me read you the law. It is illegal for any person to knowingly make a video recording or transmit live video of another person without that person's consent in a bathroom or locker room. This is a felony. I already told you guys that there's no one we cannot find. So if you're posting and we find out it's coming from your phone, can get arrested and charged with a felony. No videos in or pictures in a locker room or a bathroom. You don't tell our kids this, they don't think anything's wrong with it because everybody does it. They need to be told this. The next tool I want to give you, parents, is something called an exit plan. Your kids all need an exit plan. It can be an emoji. For my boys, I have two boys, it was XXX. If they texted me XXX, I knew they were in trouble. I knew they were in trouble, and here's what comes next. If I get, hey, text me when you get there, right? Here, Dad, okay. Hour later, XXX, Dad. That means they're at some place where people are fighting, drinking, doing drugs. There's gangbangers here, and I got to give them a lifeline to get them out. So I'll type something like, hey, Donna fell. I think she broke her hip. I need help. I'm going to pick you up now. Where are you? So when they're like, oh, my God, something happened to my Nana. Sit down. Nothing happened to your Nana. You just don't want to smoke with us. Look, you idiot. My dad's got to pick me up because I have to help him with my Nana. I think she fell. They're out. Our kids need lifelines. So how do you institute this so they trust you enough to do exit plan? Well, here's the conversation. Look. If you ever hit me with this exit plan, now I had a grandpa tell me last week, goes, I used the word chickens. They put chickens in there. I know they needed my help. So, or you can use an emoji, right? Whatever you decide, 007, whatever. Look, if you use exit plan, get in my car after I pick you up. I'm not going to ask you any questions about what happened. If you want to tell me, I'm here for you. Tell me about it. We'll discuss it and we'll move on. But if you want to tell me, I am just so glad you're using smart choices that I'm giving you in order for you to be successful. I'm not going to ask you any questions if you don't want to tell me. If you're ready to tell me, I'm here to listen. But I'm just glad you're using smart choices to get you out of a bad situation and you're becoming an adult and you're knowing that you can trust your parents at any time. Any questions on exit plan, guys? It's a really important concept. Our kids will need that from junior high all the way to college. Believe me, they need exit plan. So one of the final tools I have for your kids is something called the 3P test. Before they send any TikTok, Snap, Insta, before they send it, I want them to think about, before they send it, the 3P test, and I get them to yell it, to shout it, to chant it. What is it? 3P test. What? I can't hear you. 3P test. What? So I want to make them remember this because this is going to save their future. Before you send it, if you were to first show it to your parents, your pastor, or your principal, what would they say about it first? If you can hear any of these three P's say, my God, I didn't know you can dance like that. That's awesome. Go ahead and send it. Who cares? But if you can hear any of these three P's say, my God, why would you do that? Why would you embarrass our congregation? Why would you embarrass our family or our school? Everybody's going to see it. Why would you do that? You know you shouldn't send it if it doesn't pass a 3P test, because it's definitely going to, if you send it anyways, it's going to come back to you in a sextortion issue. I promise you that. Okay. So I wanted to move on to a final exercise that I have for you. Then we'll talk about, let's talk about monitoring software. Okay. Are any of you thinking about right now getting your kid a phone? Chat me up. If you're thinking about, should I, shouldn't I, maybe, what age, I'm not sure. Here's what I have to tell you. Do not buy your kid an iPhone. Not. You're going to be like, oh, crap, I just gave him one for Christmas, right? Without doing my research. Apple goes to great lengths to shut monitoring software out because they think that their biggest customer, 13 to 17-year-olds, should have a right to privacy away from you, the parent. That's what they think. So anytime there's a release, they try to scramble the code so companies like Bark cannot see everything that's in the phone. Now, Bark will work in an iPhone, but what happens is it will not get into the social networks. So there are three levels of monitoring. So you can put Bark in an iPhone, but it's only going to give you text messages and what they're searching online. And Bark does just that. It barks. So there's whole different tag words, like anything with self-harm, cyberbullying, sexting, sextortion, grooming, drugs, alcohol. When it catches something going in or out of the phone, it's going to send you, the parent, a text message, and it's going to pull up exactly what came out of the phone. Now, you're not going to get that with Apple. You have to do something called an onboarding process with an Apple device. You have to fool the phone. It's called onboarding. Fool the phone that when they get home, they hit the Wi-Fi. Only then are you going to get a data dump, because it's fooling the phone that the iCloud is your Wi-Fi. So when they hit the Wi-Fi, it's going to release all the information. Then you're going to get it. If you have an Android, boom, it's real time. And it's going to get into the social networks, okay? The highest level and best level is for you to get the Bark phone for your child. Bark is installed on a high-level Android phone. Now, you can have whatever phone you want, parents. You can have iPhones. Doesn't matter. It's the target phone that counts, okay? So if they're on Instagram, Snapchat, Discord, Roblox, it even monitors Roblox. If they're on that device and something happens, boom, you're immediately going to be, you're going to be known about it. I'm giving you free the installation for 30 days in an iPhone or an Android. The Bark phone is a separate thing. I think it's like $50 a month. You lease the phone. It's actually cheaper than a regular phone and service. It's the phone and service together. Okay. And you will see exactly what happens. I'm going to show you a dramatization. On exactly, there's no sound to this, but I'm going to narrate exactly what happens if they have the Bark phone or an Android phone. Here we go. So he's getting a text. I was going to invite you to my party, but no one else likes you at school. You're really such a waste of space. Just go kill yourself. This is typical amongst junior high students. So Bark is going to notify the parent. She's going to open it up. It's going to say it happened on Instagram. And this is the person he was talking to and who said it to him. So it's going to give you the opportunity to see in real time, if you have an Android or a Bark phone only, in real time as it happens. So you can nip it in the butt as it's going on. Okay. Now, if you go to Google. So Google. What Bark monitor? Just Google that. And what'll happen is that you're going to see what all three levels do and what it can bring in and any of that. So I have two more slides for you guys. Let's do another exercise. And here's what I'm going to tell your kids when I get the opportunity to tell them. This is my final slide for the kids. And it's going to be an exercise for you. Here we go. If anyone ever tells you, don't tell your parents, that person who's telling you that is going to harm you eventually. I don't care if it's at school. I don't care if it's social media. I don't care if it's gaming. I don't care if it's your team. I don't care if it's at church. Anyone, anywhere tells you, don't tell your parents, they're going to harm you. You need to tell the responsible adult. This is powerful for our children. With that said, pull your phones out. I want to show you an exercise. Pull your phones out. I want you to go to the messaging, the text messaging on your cell phone right now. Okay, text messaging on your cell phone. Pull it down so the search bar comes up. Pull it down so the search bar comes up. In the search bar, I want you to search for the message, don't tell your. Type in your search queue for messages, don't tell your. Last year, guys, we had two parents, two different states, brought their kids' device in. That last one was in Oregon. And the mom went a gasp. She was like, ah. I was like, wait, we're almost done. We're almost done. And so she met me after. She had her daughter's phone. Daughter was a freshman. And she's like, I don't even know what to say right now. Some girl, Sarah, told her, don't tell your parent, don't tell your mom that we kissed in the hallway. Don't tell your mom that I felt you up in the bathroom. So I called the principal over. And the person who told her that was, her name was Sarah on her text message. Called the principal over. I hit info. I said, can you put this telephone number in as if you're going to send a message? She goes, sure. So the mom gave the principal the phone number. It was the custodian. The custodian showed her how to hide as Sarah on her text messages and told her to delete the messages, but she didn't delete these messages. Not only do you do this to the regular messages, go to recently deleted messages and put that search queue in. Don't tell your. You'd be surprised what you find. So last thing I have for you guys is on Facebook, there's a Facebook channel called Parenting in a Tech World. It is run by Bark and all the technologists, including myself. As you can see, there are actually up to 500,000 people in this group. Any problem you have trying to lock down your phone, questions that you have about certain things, add yourself to the group and you can just ask your question anonymously or who you are. And there will be close to 10 people answering your question of some of the most brilliant minds in parenting. So this is what it does. Again, what Bark monitors, you're going to see what Bark phone does, iOS devices and Androids do. And that is my information for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining the McHenry County Road. They're sponsoring this. So if there's any questions, I'd like to open it up and or leave a comment and let us know what you thought about this presentation so the Row can share it with their superintendents and principals. Thank you so much and be safe out there. Call me anytime. I'm here for you. Thanks for having us. You can go on my website. Remember where I said, here, let me try to pull it up for you and I'll share that with you now. Let's see. Here's my website. You go to schools. hung up for some reason. Probably can't have pop-ups while I'm in here. Do you just go to schools and you go to monitoring? See if it'll come up when I put in my... That works. No, I can't do it when I'm doing Zoom. So just go to schools. It'll all be in there. And you just scan. There's a scan code in there. Let me stop my share. Okay. There's a scan code in there, and then you just scan it, and you can get to the phone. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks, Mike. Diana, you want to open up your mic? You're still here?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Here we go. Here I am.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. Very good.
We had a good showing. We had 21 people. Yeah. That's good, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't think we had anybody in Spanish, but
yeah, That's okay. What are you going to do? Exactly. Yeah.
I'll trust my gut on that one next time. I got talked into it.
So what I'm going to do is I'm recording, I think. I'm pretty sure I'm recording. And I'll make it all pretty, leaders and the leader in the front. I'll put your stuff on there, and then I'll put it on my Vimeo, and I'll send you a link to put on your website.
Oh, fantastic. Perfect. Thank you so much. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Okay. And we'll see you soon out in McHenry County.
Yes, we will. All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Richard Wistocki from a retired police detective with Naperville Police Department. That was the Regional Office of Education providing a free virtual class to educate parents about how to keep their children safe when it comes to technology. There's a lot of stuff to unpack there. I'm not going to try to attempt to unpack all of it. It's a lot of stuff to, you might feel overwhelmed. The biggest thing with me, I circled a few things. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. My biggest thing is just empowering and giving, I want my kids to be able to stand tall and to call out BS when they see it or hear it or feel it. And the things that he mentioned was, one thing was the golden ticket theory. I like that. Giving your kids the virtual golden ticket. Never expires. Come to me. Talk to me. You're not going to get in trouble. And just knowing that that resource is there for them. Giving them the tools to, like the 3P test he mentions, parent, pastor, or principal. Before you send something, what would they say? He mentioned the exit plan. The exit plan is like a code word or an emoji to where when your kids are out and they need help, instead of texting you like, hey, can you come pick me up, which somebody might see them at a party or something, see them say that. So if there's a code that they can text you, something simple, and then have it pre-planned to where they know, like, hey, grandma fell. I think she hurt her hip. I need your help. I'm going to come pick you up. Something that they can show to their quote-unquote friends that might pressure them into staying. He called it a lifeline. Everything else that he went through is like tools in your toolbox to be able to do your own investigating and be a strong parent. He mentioned they need mentors. In my perspective, starts with the parents. But then, you know, let's not forget, we call ourselves a village of Carrie. A village is people together. And being a community is just that. You know, we need to be a mentor as a whole, as how we operate, and what we allow, and how we treat each other and other organizations. And it's a lot of stuff to go through, right? He mentioned, do you let your child charge their devices in the room over at night? So they have a lot of resources to be able to mitigate and, you know, take stuff down. And it's all of our hopes to have that never get to that point. And I think that's where a lot of the effort is due, is to make it to where that never gets to that point. Thank you for that presentation. I will I'll see if he has a resource to where it kind of unpacks everything he mentioned in a document, and I'll make that available to you. This is what being a village is about, folks. It's about making this available, making this known, making it known to not only people in positions of authority so that they can do training, but also in schools, to our residents. And that's what I look forward to, having the honor of doing that more in the future, is giving you tools in your toolbox to be able to be at your disposal, so we can be there for our kids and for each other. Thank you for joining, and thank you for Richard Wostocki for that, and to the Regional Office of Education for that, McHenry County. Thank you very much for that. It is 9:20, and thank you for joining Voices Carry for this simulcast of their presentation, and we will see you tomorrow on Voices Carry. You have a wonderful evening.
You're confirmed that. 15 minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Play nice.